Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Welcome back into the drive. I'm calling Rob to the center of the floor. Rob, today is going to be about accountability. You lied to us about KU having a chance to win the Big 12 and compete for the college football playoff. You have lied to us repeatedly about Carson Steele. You have lied to us about so many other things. I don't know how we can believe you. I thought you were going to keep these takes on 610 Sports Radio. Unfortunately, you have brought them with you. You've carried them on to our plane. I can't keep carrying you if you're going to have these opinions. Let's start with the first thing that I'm calling you out on. Let's start with Nick Bolton. And I think that you do sometimes what a lot of people do with Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton has clear and defined flaws. I think we all know what they are. If you are asking Nick Bolton to cover your tight end, it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day. I'm here to tell you that. It might not go so hot for you guys. It really might not be. I still have nightmares of Isaiah Likely because he was punishing Nick Bolton. On one side of the coin, that is the case with Nick Bolton. You are going to get some ups and downs when it comes to pass coverage. You knew that when he was coming out of Mizzou, that this was a weakness that he has. But he has an overwhelming strength, and it's just not a strength that you personally see a lot of value in because you don't value running the ball or stopping the run. You know what Nick Bolton is really good at? C-ball, fine ball, hit man. He's really good at that. And yesterday, I know you all were feeling it. Falcons moving the ball down the field. It's crunch time. This is going to decide who wins the game. The Falcons, in my opinion, gave the ball to their best player in Bijan Robinson. That's why you pick him top 10. I think he's one of the five best running backs in the league. They gave it to him on the outside. He's able to make a guy miss or run through a guy. He didn't run through Nick Bolton. Tackle in the backfield. Tackle for loss. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Chiefs win again. He just has a strength that you don't see a lot of value in. But it is a strength. We know what Nick Bolton is at this point and what Nick Bolton is not at this point. As long as the Chiefs continue to highlight what he is really good at and highlight what his strengths are, you can get the most out of Nick Bolton. Now, you and I agree on a long-term plan, and what does that contract look like? Do you want to make a... We can have that conversation about Nick Bolton, but on Sundays, there is no better player that they have at stopping the run. There is no better player that this team has in pursuit than Nick Bolton. And I think you saw that on the most important defensive play yesterday for this Chiefs defense.
I think you phrased it perfectly on social media. After the game last night, you tweeted perfectly apt. Nick Bolton has his flaws, but he's really good at that. And I retweeted it or, you know, shared that X post or whatever we're calling it nowadays because it's 1,000% correct. Me and you are both right about Nick Bolton. You have been steadfast, and you have been saying since he got drafted, Rob, he has one great feature. He's always around the football.
Always.
Always. And you saw that on full display last night. Into the game, games on the line, see ball, hit man. That is what Nick Bolton did perfectly. He was incredible all night at slowing down Bijan Robinson. That is 100% part of his game, and I probably unfairly do not value that part of his game properly, because in games like last night, you saw it. It is how the Chiefs can win games. C-man, hit man, Nick Bolton might be one of the best in the league at doing that. But I think, and this is why your tweet's perfect, sometimes the other side of Nick Bolton exists. And this is where sometimes I'm prisoner of the moment because of where Nick Bolton went to school, the text line sometimes acts like he's infallible. But the first two games, when it was, hey, guard Mike Gesicki, hey, guard Isaiah Likely, he was the other side of that coin.
He's not good at it.
He was absolutely, to quote you, cooked food out there. He was humiliated.
You never want to be cooked food.
Never want to be cooked food. So I think through three games, you've seen the yin and the yang of Nick Bolton. And the reason the Chiefs won last night, not singularly, but one of the large reasons is he is great at the run-stopping one. But I'm happy me and you were on the same page about the future, because even though you value the run game more than me, I imagine me, you're in the same boat. You're not paying a premium dollar for a guy who cannot cover and is only C-man hitman in 2024. This is where he's different than a Fred Warner, because Fred Warner does a little bit of everything great. That is not Nick Bolton's game.
Yeah, and I think we thought at a time that maybe that's what Nick Bolton was going to evolve into, and I think we've seen enough football to know now that's not what he's going to be. I mean, Fred Warner has a chance of going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Like, he might be the Luke Kuechly, of his era. So I don't know if it's fair to kind of put him in that conversation with one of the elite inside linebackers, not just of this time, but of any time. And this is where I think it's just a flaw in just how you think teams win is very different. They have played two teams that want to run the football, and running the football is part of their identity and who they are. We certainly know that's the case with the Baltimore Ravens. We also think that's the case with Atlanta. I know Atlanta has spent a lot of money on pass catchers and Drake London and Kyle Pitts, and they've spent significant resources. That team kind of goes as far as Bijan Robinson can take you with his versatility. So far through the first three games of the NFL season. So this is Derrick Henry, who is a future Hall of Fame back, in my opinion. Zach Moss, who is a capable running back. I don't want to spin it like he's anywhere near the caliber of those other two individuals. And then you had Bijan Robinson yesterday. Those three running backs, they have 51 carries for 111 yards so far this season. They have not just been good at stopping your run game, they have been elite. Yes, they got beat by Lamar, who is the most unique runner in the entire National Football League because of his position, and he can not only beat you by throwing the ball, but also can take off at a moment's notice, and he was more inclined to run in week one than we've seen Lamar do in quite some time. I just think we have enough data points to tell you exactly what his strengths are, what he brings to the table, and what his weaknesses are, and how you should help him out in avoiding those things. Here's Derek Johnson. He was on the morning show earlier. Here's what he had to say about the tackle that won the game last night.
Nick is a playmaker. He's a tackling machine. He's just a smart young player. Sometimes we forget how young Nick is. Like, Nick is a young player that's making a bunch of tackles, and that just confirms it at the end of the game. Play well all the way through, and at the end of the game, being able to take down one of the young superstars of athletes in the NFL with Bijan, and just coming inside out and knowing the situation, knowing that, hey, I'm going to shoot my shot, and that reminded me of, it gave me a flashback. I've done that before, run inside out and come through the line and get a tackle for a loss to seal the game.
And that's got to be an incredible feeling. That was Derek Johnson. He was on the morning show earlier today. Nick Bolton made the play of the game for the Kansas City Chiefs on the fourth down run, the toss play to Bijan Robinson.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!